not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is The American Awakening with your host, Michael Herzog. And you're listening on republicbroadcasting.org and or on the internet at 12180. Have a very good, I think it's going to be a really interesting show today, ladies and gentlemen. I have a guest coming on, about 10 minutes after the hour, and boy, does he have a story to tell. Before I get into that, I want to make a quick mention of Headache Stay Gone. Remember, Headache Stay Gone works for everybody around here, even though I have not yet ordered it. Although, there's one guy in here that causes me maybe to want some. I'm just kidding. Anyway, getting back to what I was... it's the guy, it's the board up, or the producer, one or the other. Okay, listen, I've got a guest coming up at 10 after the hour. His name is Jeff Hills, and I'll let him go into a little detail about his story, but I will tell you that Jeff is a filmmaker, he's a past radio talk show host, and he's also an investigative reporter, and you want to stick around to hear the story because it's absolutely fascinating. Before we get to our guest, I want to read you a quick email that I received this morning from Tessa Rose. I'm not going to read it all, but for those of you who know, Tessa is the wife of Larkin Rose, who had to do a short stint of time in a federal correction facility, and she's also now serving 5 months worth of home detention. And you know what? I'm sure a lot of you listeners out there know, but I didn't. And I'm going to share this email with you because I thought it was kind of funny. Actually, it's kind of appalling, but in a way it's funny. Says, I got an email today. This is from Tessa, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. I got a bill today from a company called Behavioral Interventions Incorporated. Now, remember, Tessa is on home detention with one of those little things around her ankle. She got a bill today from Interventions Incorporated. The logo says, How Justice is Served. After a moment of puzzlement, I realized that this is a bill for the home monitoring equipment the government is using to monitor me for the 5-month home confinement sentence. The bill doesn't actually say what it's for, but it gives me a nice, polite client number. Perhaps I should write back and ask if they would change that to a more accurate extortion victim number. I believe the word client in English refers to a voluntary relationship, and the government should be challenged every time they use this word to refer to any kind of an unwilling victim. I move that we create a new federal crime called Orwellian butchery of the English language. It seems some people are always up for making something a federal crime. It's the American way to make the world a better place. Although the government has already interfered with my life and stolen my money in several major ways, they are always looking for ways to put more icing on the cake, as it were. Forcing people to pay for home monitoring equipment is just one more little piece of extortion, like one of those crunchy little decorations on a birthday cake. And much like those crunchy little decorations, they've tried so hard to make it palatable that they've made it sickeningly sweet instead. I mean, they could just say, we're extorting money from you because we can, ha-ha. But they can't be honest. We'll be back after this, and I'm going to bring a guest up in a few minutes. Stick with me, republicanbroadcasting.org.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Okay, yes I am. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. And here it is, The American Awakening. I'm back, your host, Michael Herzog. Now, I've got my guest on the line. But before I bring him up, I want to read you something. It's the foreword that George Bush put out in the New Freedom Initiative. This is George Bush. "Fulfilling America's promise to Americans with disabilities, my administration is committed to tearing down the barriers to equality that face many of the 54 million Americans with disabilities. My new Freedom Initiative will help Americans with disabilities by increasing access to assistive technologies, expanding educational opportunities, increasing the ability of Americans with disabilities to integrate into the workforce, and promoting increased access into daily community life." Doesn't that just warm your heart? Doesn't that just give you a warm, fuzzy feeling inside? Well, I'm going to bring up my guest, Jeff Hills, and I'm going to let him tell his story, because although on the surface this sounds really good, we're going to crack through and find out what's really going on. So with that, I want to welcome my guest, Jeff Hills. Jeff, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, Mike.
How you doing today, buddy?
Good, good. We're heating up here in northern Michigan. Got some wood in the stove.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What's the temperature up there?
It's warmer than it's not 40 yet, but it's chilly. Got a little snow on the ground.
Well, that's not bad for this time of year, is it?
It is if you're here.
Okay. Well, listen. I preempted this by reading the and I stole it off your website. the New Freedom Initiative, the Forward, and I want you, for the listeners, Jeff, I know we chatted a little bit yesterday, and your story is fascinating. I want you to tell them a little bit about who you are and what this story is all about, and then go into a little bit of detail. And I perused through your website yesterday, and came across a couple of things. The online journal by Richard Warner. That Freedom Initiative sounds real good on the surface, but according to the online journal, it says, under the guise of combating the stigma of mental illness, the U.S. government will soon begin a massive campaign of psychiatric indoctrination designed to increase the acceptance of psychiatric chemical imbalance theories and labeling, to pave the way for national psychiatric screening, driving more Americans into seeking psychiatric drug treatments. Is that true?
Well, it's not beginning. It's in the process. And in my opinion, I think this has been going on a lot longer than most people realize. My background has been a volunteer investigative reporter with the Emerson Review newspaper out of Frederick. And I've done some radio shows, and my education was in filmmaking many years ago. My gal here, she'd went to get retrained, and she'd went to a college in Petoskey for nursing. And that's pretty much how it started, where we really started to realize that there's psychological testing going on behind the scenes. But prior to that, she also had her insurance license in, for Michigan to sell life, death, auto insurance. She couldn't get hired. And every time that she tried to get hired at a company, let's say they had an office on Main Street, she couldn't pass the personality test. And, you know, one time she come back pretty upset that she couldn't get the office that looked like it was a pretty much of a lock. And she couldn't pass the personality test. And I said, you know, I made a couple comments to make her feel better that, you know, I wouldn't pass her on a personality test either. But luckily, you know, she's a gun owner and I'm a very good dancer. But, you know, as we start this nursing retraining, and the family has to be very supportive for any student that's in the medical field. It is a lot of stress, a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of travel, hour and a half one way to that college up in Petoskey. Right before she graduated or was going to graduate, they came forth and said, you have to pass this assessment tools test, which wasn't a test. It was just for assessment. And most of the people in the class failed it. And that's when I jumped in and called the Michigan Nursing Board, this company, the ERI World Company, and also the college. And what I found through a Freedom of Information is that they were monitoring our home for economic stress, family stress, numerous other stresses. And recently, one of the students that she went to school with has been dismissed from the program because her stress level was too high. And they started to notice it because of this testing for stress. And they put you under stress. They will openly tell you that they'll put you under stress, get you used to in a stressful environment, and now they put her out of the program because of stress. And it all seems to be originating from these junk science, in my opinion, junk science, computer adaptive testing, which the algorithms take, bring forth the item response theories, and when they ask you a question, your answer brings up a question that the computer picks randomly.
Okay. Listen, a quick thing. Your wife took an insurance test in what year?
Oh, this was some years ago. The licensing test came through Dearborn Testing Company, but that was down in Lansing, and I don't think they were really utilizing the computer adaptive test to what they're utilizing now.
Okay.
These type of computer adaptive tests are pulling into real estate, into the medical field. There's some tests, lower-end tests, that are being done by local supermarkets here in the area. I was told at the BP gas station in Frederick that they do a survey. And I was also told at Walmart they're doing surveys. And these surveys are, in my opinion, what I've been informed about is that they're personality tests, and they're looking for a certain personality.
Mm-hmm.
You can find these personality tests in the federal government, in the state government. You're finding them in little small gas stations to sell candy bars and fuel. They're across the board. And now you talk to some psychologists, and they'll say that they're nothing but junk science. Other psychologists say, well, it's the reading, and they can find out what you're like or whatever, which I think, I think it's pure lunacy. But if you had an agenda to take and say the same thing that the Nazis did, that the Germans were doing with psychological testing to put officers into the SS, let's say that you had an agenda and you were picking the certain individuals for hierarchy positions in government and type of academic structures, employment.
Right. So let me ask you, let me stop you real quick. Do you think, Jeff, that the government has a database that mines this information that the testing agency is providing to the government?
For the listeners, I'd like to give out the website.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
www.socanon, that's spelled SOCANON.com.
Okay.
SOCANON. SOCANON.
Right. Now, Jeff, I've gone through, I've perused, and there's a whole myriad of information on there. I've gone through and looked at some of it, and I noticed one, you know, it asks if you've been, you know, for the listeners out there, have you or do you know anybody that's been filling out applications for employment lately and finding yourself explaining your interpersonal relationships with family and friends with computer adaptive testing survey personality tests? From supermarkets to gas stations, everyone gets a survey, which is a hidden psychological exam. One other thought is that your wife, I know we spoke via the telephone, Jeff, before we pulled you up on air, and you had mentioned that your wife got an insurance license a few years ago. Now, I go back to 1982. I went and applied for an insurance license in 1982. They had none of this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're talking about there's agenda involved here.
Well,
go ahead.
Michael, let's go back to the database.
Okay.
Let's say that the military, DARPA, Total Awareness Network, that allegedly has been put out of business in 2003. But they seem to keep popping back up, right?
Right.
So let's say that they had a database at the NSA, and we all know who NSA is because they're listening to us right now. So you've
yes.
got them reading your emails, listening to your phone calls, watching your banking, your electronic medical records, you name it. Let's say they have a database, and they call it LifeLog. You can type that in a Google search, and you'll probably pop up with a Newsweek article. DARPA has a life log. Well, you know, let's just have you enter your things into it. And, you know, it'll be private and this type of thing. Well, let's just say that you get unemployed. Your job's been outsourced to India. You end up at a fried chicken place in Frederick, which there is none anyways. There's only two bars and a post, but in a BP gas station. But let's say you end up at the chicken cooking house. You take and do a test on the computer that goes into a database. You don't get hired because you can't cook chicken very well, according to the personality test. You end up in Tennessee or Kentucky at a submarine shop taking the same test on the same database, and before you even get to that point of taking it, they say, well, you failed in Frederick. This could be across the board, across the world, to where a database is set up, and there are going to be personality checks, personality traits, latent traits, behaviors, you name it.
Well, my question, I'm just wondering, Jeff, if this ties in with the forced psychological testing. I know there, and I'm reminded of a case, and I can't remember the woman's last name, but she stood up in a city council meeting and basically challenged the judge, and I believe it was over the Trans-Texas Corridor here in Texas, and she accused him of corruption, and they railroaded her off into jail, held her there for over 9 months, and they psychologically evaluated her, I think, three or four different times without letting her go to a trial.
Mm-hmm.
To me, this just stinks of a hidden agenda here, okay? And I'm not sure, or I have my thoughts about what it could be, but I'm sorry, go ahead and continue.
There's been a lawsuit filed on TeenScreen, and that's where if you have some teens at home, they can go on and, you know, go to this website, and all of a sudden they're asked certain questions, and I guess allegedly what was happening is that the parents are getting a knock on the door because the child is
Okay, Jeff, hold with me. We've got to take a break, okay?
Yes, sir.
Stay there. Republican.broadcasting.org. That's where you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Okay, we're back. This is The American Awakening with your host, Michael Herzog, and we are talking to our guest, Jeff Hills. We're on the subject of psychological testing. Jeff, you want to continue with your thought?
Well, to take an overview of what's happening, let's say, in America, and actually these testing companies are around the world. You've got immigration. You've got student nurses that are bringing into this country. The Bush administration opened up 50,000 nursing visas because they've got a shortage of nurses. When I've talked to the nursing students that are trying to pass this test, it's called the NCLEX, which is owned by the National Nursing Board, they're spending $200 a pop. You have to travel, and they're taking this test two, three, four times. I've talked to some nursing students that said, I can't understand the test. I don't know the questions. I can't understand what they're asking me. All right? You talk to other people in other professions that are being tested with these computer adaptive tests. They can't understand what's happening. They walk out of there. They feel like they're mind-boggled.
Well, Jeff, let me ask you. Have you found through your research that these 50,000 immigrants that are coming in on these visas for medical are they cut any slack? Do they get any leeway as far as their testing, or do you know?
Some of the research that I've done, which is on the website on the North American Union, there has been talk, and I can't say, okay, you can go right here, and I read it somewhere, that they were having language problems, and they were saying that they're going to have to take and change the testing maybe put it to a lower level because of language problems. I know the ACLU in Michigan has some language suits on these type of tests.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that the blacks, the Japanese, and this type of thing can't seem to understand the questions. And I called the ACLU and I said, hey, look, it isn't about language. It's about what's going on in this testing. And I've contacted my state rep. I've contacted my state senator. I've contacted Senator Levin's office. I've contacted them all. And Senator Levin's office told me DARPA doesn't exist. His aide said it doesn't exist. And I said, well, that's awful funny because I can type it in and it comes up, there was a couple key names for it, basketball and topsail. They just switched the name. It's still there, but it's just under a different name.
Well, it's because it's no longer formal government. It's now shadow government, Jeff, I would assume.
I would say it's probably more than an assumption.
Mm-hmm.
And an ironic part of this is that you can go on Google. You can type in personality test, National Nursing Board, NCLEX, N-C-L-E-X, I believe it is. You can type in state licensing board, testing, Pearson View Education. If you went to SoCanon.com and spent 4, 5, or 6 days there reading all the articles from other writers, other authors, Google searches, Yahoo searches, you can tie in DARPA, the testing companies, the education companies, large testing companies that are involved in the MEEP. This is in the high schools. It's in the elementary schools. It's across the board. And my opinion, okay, after 8 or 9 months of watching what's been going on, watching these companies that are out there, if you know a psychologist that is a personal friend, get rid of them. Those people should be put on a rail and run right out of this country because they're tying up everything. They're in the child protection agencies. I've got a friend, John Ridgway, that was arrested for anointing courthouses with holy oil. They took that man's children with a psychological report that was done by a psychologist that never met him and never interviewed him. That's the power of what's going on with this psychological testing. They don't even have to talk to you anymore. They talk to somebody else and take your children away from you.
That's unbelievable. Well, we get on the subject of that. I mean, I can go off on all kinds of different tangents with this, but in reading your website, and I'll read you a quick excerpt of what I pulled off here. The New Freedom Initiative is a plan to screen the entire U.S. population for mental illness and to provide cradle-to-grave continuum of services for those identified as either mentally ill or at risk of becoming so. So when they say, or at risk of becoming so, when they're doing this psychological testing for anybody that wants to get a job, whether it be at BP or whether it be at Walmart or wherever it is, they're putting it into a database, and they can pick and choose with a psychologist or at his determination, regardless of whether, you know, we think he's qualified or not. They can pick and choose who they think is or needs to be psychologically evaluated and put them on psychotropic drugs.
Yeah, well, sure you could. That seems to be what's happening with Teen Screen. Okay? Those children, now there's lawsuits been filed, I think it's in Illinois. Type in Teen Screen. You'll find it. And the problem is that this is coming through all the industry. It's in the accountant. It's into this. It's into that. How about the BTK killer? Okay, the FBI profiled that killer, I think, was it Omaha or Kansas or something like that?
I don't recall.
They profiled this guy, and they found out he was a government worker. And what I was told this morning, a zoning enforcement government worker, I might add, and I was told this morning that they're in psychological tests to ask, would you take and shoot a person over zoning laws? That's what I was told today, and I can't verify that, but I'm going to do a freedom of information to see if I can.
So
now, that's the type of people they're putting in, the same as Adolf Hitler did.
Right, so they're compartmentalizing, they're giving these psychological tests, and they're basically using it under a guise of whatever type of employment you're looking for. They're placing it into a database. They are making a determination of whether they feel that a person is qualified to do A or B, or whether they have possible stress or mental disabilities or possible psychological problems, and they're mining that for later use.
Well, what about the No Child Left Behind law?
All right, let's stop with that. The No Child Left Behind. Let's get back with that. We got the music. We got a break coming up, Jeff. Stick with me here, okay?
Yep.
We'll be right back with the No Child Left Behind law. This is Michael Herzog at RepublicanBroadcasting.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down.
Okay, we're back. This is The American Awakening with Michael Herzog, your host. We're talking to my guest, Jeff Hills, who is an investigative reporter and also a filmmaker, on the subject of psychological testing, and we're going to go into a little bit about the No Child Left Behind law. If I have anybody that has a question for our guest, feel free to call in at 1-800-313-9443. Okay, Jeff, let's continue.
Okay, let's teach the dumbest kid in the room and bring everybody down to their level. That's how you can look at this No Child Left Behind. And if you think that your kids aren't having psychological exams done on them, and on you, because under the Freedom Commission, they want to take and give everybody in the country a psychological exam. And they're starting in the schools with teachers, children, and they're heading to the elderly. Now, when you start putting all these ducks in a row with the people taking these tests, and they've got a life log on you, and they decide that you should be in a position of, let's say, for the elderly, let them die. They're old. Okay? Or how about a government worker that would shoot you over zoning laws? Or how about a gas station attendant that would argue with you about a candy bar? Okay, or how about a big box corporation, retail corporation, that says they're looking for middle-of-the-road employees so they don't have any union problems? This is across the board, and especially if you're looking for a state license, and if you type in state license or certification, you're going to find all kinds of companies out there that basically want to make sure you're certified to operate your toothbrush. They're going to make sure everybody is certified with some type of certification and regulation and policy, and it all comes through this testing.
Well, this is much worse than Nazi Germany because of the technology that we have today. It's a George Orwell dream.
Instantaneous.
And the thing is, what concerns me, and it should concern all the listeners out there, is that what they're doing here is twofold. First, they're going to create a data mine on all of these people, anybody that's applying for a job, but they're also going to make a determination if they need psychological testing and the drugs that they're giving these people. And I'll give you a quick example, Jeff. I used to walk to the grocery store because it was right across the street from my apartment in Phoenix. And when I would see a homeless gentleman on the street, I would, unlike a lot of people, I would walk up and ask his story. And I ran across a homeless gentleman that was sitting out in front of a Safeway store one night, about 11:30 at night. I shopped late so I didn't have to fight the crowds. And I asked the guy why he was homeless. And it took me about 3 to 4 times to have him repeat his story, because he wasn't making any sense. He could put about a half a sentence together, and then he'd go off on some other, you know, spaced-out tangent. But what I was able to surmise out of it is that he had gotten into some incidents with CPS. His children had been taken away. He had wound up losing his home. He had lost all of his savings. He had lost everything, obviously, because he's homeless. But they had given him psychological evaluations, and obviously had filled him up with some sort of psychotropic drugs that had caused his brain to deteriorate to the point of sounding like an alcoholic in the latter stages. This not only appalled me, but it frightened me, because
That's called a cycle hall.
A cycle hall.
Yeah. Here's the test for the listener. Okay, and it's fun. Go around to your friends and family and ask them how many are on psychotropic drugs. How many are on these type of drugs that will give you a little lift, make you feel a little better. The problems aren't so bad. Go around in your community and ask who's on these drugs. And if you think you're having trouble at work or at your church or at home, it's because nobody is in reality anymore. There's so much that's pumping through the American veins of all this type of medication. It's showing up in the rivers and the lakes. You're going to start pulling fish out of the river that are going to be flopping like a drunk.
I already pulled up an article about that, and I can't remember. I think it was in New York or someplace where there was 500,000 fish that were dead floating on the water. Hey, listen, Jeff, let me stop you. We got a couple callers on the line. Would you like to take a call?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to Kathy in Illinois. Kathy, you're up with Jeff Hills and Michael Herzog. How are you, dear?
Hi, fine, thank you. It's Katie, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I don't have a question. I just have a comment.
Okay.
I tune in kind of late on the show, but I did hear you talk about psychologists and also about therapists. Now, a while back I had a problem. I went to a few therapists for help, and I'm just telling you, these people are such idiots. I mean, it's just unbelievable how stupid these people are. They have no common sense. I got the worst advice from these people. I think they're disasters, and it just terrifies me how much power they have. And that's just my comment. That's all.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Go ahead, Jeff. You have a comment?
Katie, I'll agree with you 180%. How's that?
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
And I'm sorry you've been a victim by these people, because what's happened to my family with this type of interference, it's been months and months and months of trying to get licensed, trying to find employment. It's been years of the licensing problems and trying to find work or being turned down because you don't fit in anymore. And, you know, be an absolutist, be a black and white person and say, I believe in this, and that's the way it is.
Yeah, yeah, and people in this society have so much respect for these therapists and these counselors. You know, everybody defers to them. They assume that if a therapist says something, it's true. These people, you know, they write all these self-help books like they're experts, and they're not experts. They don't know. I mean, who are they to say anything?
Well,
you know, having a degree like that doesn't qualify you for anything, really. I mean,
how many commercials are you watching on TV that the caveman is going to a therapist now?
Yes, I saw that. Yes.
Okay, how many commercials are you watching that to go buy a Mexican dinner, you have to see a psychologist?
Yeah.
Okay, this is propaganda.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't need to purchase car insurance, and I don't need a therapist to do that. I know how to do it.
Yeah. Oh, another thing I just remembered, you know, for the past 50 years or so, we've had this therapeutic mindset. We've had Freud. We've had all that. And society is getting worse. Society is deteriorating. Now, if they're so good at what they do, and if all this psychology stuff is true, why isn't society getting better? Why are so many people on drugs? You know, I mean, all this this
things
mindset.
Aren't better,
of,
are they, Katie?
It's by design.
They're worse. Of course, it's by design. But you know, a lot of people think a lot of people in our society are so geared. If they have a problem, you go to a psychologist. You talk to them and you take their advice. Well, one thing they don't consider is, you know, why is everything getting worse instead of better? Because if all this stuff worked, society would be better. There would be, you know, kids would not be on drugs. We wouldn't have so much rudeness. We wouldn't have so much divorce, all that.
Very good points. Listen, yeah. Katie, I'm going to have to let you go. I've got other callers, but very great comments, and I appreciate
Katie.
That. Okay.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much. Okay, let's go to Clinton in Wisconsin. Clinton, you're on with Jeff Hills and Michael Herzog. How you doing, buddy?
Well, fine. Hi, Michael and Jeff.
Hi.
Katie sure has the correct rhetorical question, why aren't things getting better? So let me say I'm a victim, too. I've been shut out of my pursuit of happiness to work as an architect. The fascism and the licensing is prevalent. Everybody, as you say, Jeff, is going to be forced to conform to a licensing and credibility for the ability, the freedom to work. And the point I want to do and ask you then is this is very much like the 911 pursuit of the truth. People are hung up in continuing to discuss the forensics of why the building fell or why this happened or why that happened. And this has been going on rhetorically for years. The same issue about that you're dealing with, Jeff, with your wife in the nursing and my pursuit of architecture and everybody else, where you can't even cut somebody's hair in this country anymore without being forced to indenture yourself to another corporate pig employer for the permission to work and get a license. So the bottom line is, just like the forensic question with 911 pursuit of the truth is, when are we going to stop putting up with this and face the facts of what we have to do? The ballot box doesn't work. Our freedoms and liberties are gone, and the only recourse to save our lives, literally save our lives, is the cartridge box.
Well, let's not go there with this.
Then I don't want to talk to you because you're a waste of time, Jeff. You just
let me make a suggestion. Why don't you take your Constitutional Press computer and take SoCannon.com, print that out, and go hand it out to 50 neighbors before you step out.
Thing I did was.
Hello?
Yeah.
Jeff, this is old news. I've been doing this, fighting this war for over a decade. There's people that have been trying to do the same thing you just suggested for 30 years, Jeff. Probably as long as you've been living on the earth.
No, I've been here more than 30.
Our lives are gone. We've been enslaved.
Well, okay, let me interject something here. Okay,
sure, Michael.
I woke up to the truth a couple years ago, and I've been in this battle, and it is an info war. It's a war for the American mind. And I have to tell you, sir, that there are some battles that we're losing, but there are some battles that we're winning. And with all due respect to you, Clinton, it's not time for the cartridge box yet, because the veil is about ready to get thrown from the wizard. And once it's exposed, and you mentioned 9/11, okay, that is the catalyst for all of this draconian legislation that's been implemented since 9/11, okay? And if they rip the veil off of 9/11, which may happen in the primaries with some of these activists getting up and calling these candidates out on some of these issues, the veil may come down. Clinton, I really have to let you go because I've got other callers here. I appreciate your input, though, sir.
Thank you, Clinton.
Let's go to Elizabeth in Michigan. Elizabeth, you're on the line with Michael and Jeff. How are you?
Hi. Jeff, I'm in the Petoskey area as well. I just want to caution the seniors. They needn't think they're out of the loop. I went to a clinic yesterday, and while I was waiting for the physician to come in the room, the nurse handed me a clipboard with a survey on it and asked me to fill it out. And what it was a survey of what of the following I was to answer the following items that would be most inclined to make me change my behavior.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm almost 70 years old.
Well, Elizabeth, you can change your behavior, can't you?
I would say so. I almost did in the office yesterday.
I can imagine.
Well, I think you did change your behavior, didn't you? Because now you've called in and said, I've had enough.
Oh, I'm quite active, or try to be.
Good.
We're making changes in the local government. I'm not going to take on the big boys. I'm too old.
Actually, in most of the countries that there have been change, it's either been students or people of my age and your age. I'm 50, and when countries change, it's with that segregation of the population that's going to make the change because, number one, you've seen it all. The youth has the energy and whatever to get out there, and they're the ones that are being really eaten in the wars, and you're the ones that's seen the real America.
Yeah. What is that website, Jeff?
It's SoCannon, SoCannon, SoCannon.com. My phone number's on there, too, if you'd like to call me at any time.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for the call, Elizabeth. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You know, isn't it amazing when we start talking about a topic like this, Jeff, people just start seeming to come out of the woodwork with their horror stories. And it's not until you start hearing these tragedies from people that people actually realize that, hey, you know what? This is going on all over the place.
Yeah.
This isn't just one isolated area.
People wonder, they say, well, you know, you're over here, you're talking about this operation or this occupation or this or the No Child Left Behind or whatever. It's all basically integral because there's a database and they're data mining your information and they're logging your thoughts, your emails, your phone calls, what you buy, what you don't buy, RFID chips. All this is going in, and they're doing a personality profile on you, which is junk science in the world.
And it's also, you know, you could actually tie that in with this legislation that they've got in right now for the hate crimes bill. They're on the verge of actually prosecuting people for thought crimes.
There you go.
And that ties right into it. You can do a psychological profile on somebody, data mine them. I mean, they're doing it not only through this, Jeff, but they're doing it through, what you buy at the grocery store. They're doing it what you log into on the Internet. They're monitoring your telephone conversations. They're monitoring all the algorithms. I mean, they can get a pretty good idea through, you know, bank statements. You put all of that together.
Well, here's the problem with the RFID chips when they want to monitor it. What are they going to do about Salvation Army? Okay, because I buy a shirt of Salvation Army, and all of a sudden I walk through a big box retailer store, and my name pops up as a bank robber. Okay? What are you going to do? Because you've done moved the jobs overseas. Most of the people up here in Michigan aren't working anymore. Don't come to Michigan. Okay? Just that simple. Don't come here. But what are you going to do with all these RFID chips that are out there, and it's got somebody else's name and information on it? Okay, because I know there's a lot of people shopping at the Salvation and the Goodwill because they can't afford to go to the box retailers and even buy that China Mart, that junk. Okay, this is endless. And with this testing, it takes years to get through this testing, even if you can get a job at all. And once they lay the groundwork, the databases are in, they tie this all together, it's just a decision of some moron, some psychological moron that's going to tell you whether you know how to cook chicken or not.
Oh, I agree. And it's all, you know, you can tie this in with many different areas. For example, the North American Union, you know, they're bringing down the borders, the immigration problem of these illegals coming under the border, undocumented aliens coming over the border. They are reducing this country to third world, and they're doing it by design. They're doing it deliberately, and they're using all kinds of ammunition to do it. Now, when Clinton called in and he says, well, let's go to the cartridge box, and he's very upset about it, I can understand where he's coming from. However, it isn't there yet. This is an info war. This is a station. Guys like you that are out there fighting the good fight, Jeff, guys like me that are out here that are, you know, preaching this and inviting people from the mainstream to come over to Alternative and look and see and peel back the veil and understand what's really going on, what you're not being told.
Well, the cartridge box, Clinton does have a valid point. That's what that Second Amendment's for. That's why they got that lawsuit up in D.C. trying to say that the militia has been National Guard, and now the militia doesn't exist, you don't have the right to carry and bear. But the problem is the court came back and said, hey, everybody's got a right to bear because that is the militia. Now let's go to shall not infringe. But what they want to do is lay a psychological test on that before you purchase a firearm.
Right.
Some moron is going to decide whether you can protect your family from the burglar, from the bear, or the government.
Well, they haven't gone to the place yet of actually, you know, implementing legislation to outlaw guns and overturn the Second Amendment, because I think they know that too many people would get up in arms about that, no pun intended. However, what they do is they are converting a lot of what used to be civil laws into criminal laws, and they're making it much easier for an individual to commit a felony. And as you know, once they've committed a felony, then their guns are gone, their voting rights are gone, and several other rights are gone. So they're coming at us from all different angles.
Well, the state AGs have been in Washington, D.C. on that lawsuit that went through in the appeals court where they're saying that the D.C. residents can't have handguns in their home.
Okay.
And what they're trying to do is make sure that the militia has disappeared, and then the National Guard has been federalized, which was the militia. Now the militia doesn't exist.
Okay, we got to go to a break, buddy. Hang with me
here. Yes,
sir. Okay, we'll be back. RepublicBroadcasting.org, your guest or host, Michael Herzog.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Okay, we're back. This is the American Awakening with your host, Michael Herzog, and our guest is Jeff Hills, investigative reporter and filmmaker. Jeff, we've got about 4 minutes left. Do you want to give me any closing thoughts regarding this issue?
Well, I think, you know, the callers that have called in are pretty much, they're right on track, aren't they, Michael?
Absolutely.
You've got, it looks like you've got a widespread, you know, that people that are listening around the country And it's happening in the doctor's office. It's happening to Clinton with the architect thing. This licensing thing and the testing and the problems and the cost and what it takes to get through it, if you can even get through it, is decimating this country.
And again, as I said, it's by design, Jeff, because my question, and I'd really like to find this out, these 50,000 visas that have been issued for these foreign people to come in and test for these jobs, I am really curious to know if the criteria for their testing is the same as the testing for the Americans.
What I read about the North American Union, they're looking into licensing. You can track that through the North American Union. I've gone through so many documents in the last 8 months, and all the research is on SoCanon.com. You know, you can go there. What I'll do is I'll try to do the research and grab that to where they were trying to define the licensing requirements for international visas and this type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
The capability of them lowering the test skill ratio or whatever algorithm they want to put in it, they could literally bring in a huge influx of people and then put them in a dorm and wipe out every union that's out there in any industry.
And it's the same thing they're doing with this undocumented alien thing. I mean, let's face it, it all ties in. It's the same people that are pulling these strings, because with the undocumented aliens, especially, you know, Bank of America, they'll let them go in there and get a bank account without a Social Security number.
You can't get a phone in Michigan without a Social Security number.
You can't buy a cup of coffee practically without a Social Security number if you're an American, Jeff.
You can if you're doing it with a credit card. You can't get a cup of coffee, because if you don't give your Social Security, you don't get a credit card, and you're not going to buy that cup of coffee.
You got a point.
But an illegal alien can do it.
You got a point. Yes, that's indirect. Okay, I forgot about that part.
Yeah, it's lunacy.
Oh.
And in the public, they don't even know about this testing. It's hidden. You can't have a copy of the test. You can't get the test. Nobody will talk to you. Nobody has responsibility for it. And go to the background of these companies. Who are they?
Right.
They come out of England. They're socialists.
Yeah, and you pay this money to go, you know, to go to school to be whatever it is that you plan to be, and then you're hit with this psychological testing unbeknownst to you, without any permission given on your account, and then you have some bureaucrat or some person, some faceless individual behind closed doors that's making a decision whether to hire you, and if they don't, you've just spent $100,000 or whatever to you've just flushed it down the toilet. I know there's a dear friend of mine who checked into that being an interior decorator, designer. Her name is Megan. And she told me that one of these, you know, schools that you go to, it's $76,000 to be an interior designer. Well, if she's got to go through some psychological test after that, and she fails that test, she just threw away $76,000 for nothing. And also, all of her information is now in a database that is mined for, some future activity of a faceless bureaucrat.
Well, even if she tests and she passes for a state license or certification, then the companies you go to are doing personality tests, and there are a million companies out there that are doing personality tests.
Mm-hmm.
They're making them up, and then you buy the CD, you put it on your computer, and then it says whether you should be hired or not.
All right, buddy. We're out of time. Listen,
thanks,
I want to thank you so much, Jeff, okay?
Thank you. Great guests.
I'll see you guys Monday. This is Michael Herzog, American Awakening, signing off from RepublicBroadcasting.org.